Kazan çıktı mı dedi. Cici sen bana şey tabi. Tu. Tu ki nakdan tabi. Yaman o çiğ duşala. Kıve nasıl çok. Tam dolanmış. Tu dişim var çavaz kazı dedi. Değil samsın.
I think we were at verse 6.
O tuşu. Tatlı da. Tatlı kalla çoğu dedi. Tatlı. 가서로 보이다. 다 장생, 다 장수 삼바, 다 장수 파바티 저기 아니지 가서 시원 하시래. 니 무채도 니네 분거 여말해. 니네 빡조 아니지 니 몰라 니네 속다 대시 착기하래. 자산 대대시기 아니 다 신도 보시 삼년시기 아니지 다 다시한번 써봤다. 아니지 보기 신도 시비 야라도 유튜브에시 숨기하래.
Bodhisattvas, Bodhisattvas, in particular the Bodhisattva superiors, do not focus primarily on abandoning the afflictions like desire, but they do regard all afflictions as faults, as mistakes. And Bodhisattva superiors can utilize a desire as an aid to benefit sentient beings.
我的那张电他们两个的新闻本来强制申报能本来强制泡泡等说夸了叫我来给我的我的那么冷静什么时候叫我来第一个月的我来的你梦给叫我来不夸了我塞的了可对呢一种几个月的我把他心里切一个切的来的你梦叫我来这心里几个月做做可是呢什么时候叫我来这心里切心这张大比较可惜的他高兴住心叫我来把塞的做起来他心情吞下了他什么时候叫我来心另一个人我的来的你们为叫我来把他高兴住心叫我来把他死掉了可是呢夸了你你就叫我的啊你听没来讲研究一下吧意思结束了
You must understand that the Bodhisattva superiors there are some Bodhisattva superiors who stillhave to take rebirth in cyclic existence. But they do so willingly out of, and it, that their rebirths in cyclic existence happens due to the power of their prayers. They do not take rebirth in cyclic existence due to the force of karma,and afflictions. So these Bodhisattva superiors take rebirth in cyclic existence willingly and happily. So it is mentioned, right, in the teachings. But we must not understand this to mean that the Bodhisattva superiors are happy to take rebirth in cyclic existence because of liking cyclic existence.Neither does it mean that they take rebirth in cyclic existence due to force of karma and afflictions. In fact, bodhisattvas have a great disenchantment with cyclic existence. Bodhisattvas, the renunciation possessed by the bodhisattvas are said to be much stronger than those possessed by the Hinayanists. The statements that bodhisattvas are happy, take rebirth in cyclic existence happily, means that they do it willingly due to the power of the prayers in order to benefit sentient beings. That is how you must understand it, yeah, that statement.
本来强生泡泡珍珠，现在本来他现在不修三米多高了，多少许多现在修个那不稀土个了。我台上他本来他多少珍珠给让那把修个要么的，是吧？那把没修没事，那些多少珍珠现在修个，那你他不有天给那把用途呗？我的那不晓得送个要的。
Bodhisattvas, and of course the Bodhisattva superiors, they see all the faults of desire and attachment. They know fully the faults of desire and attachment. But nevertheless, such bodhisattvas are beings who are only focused on helping others. That is their only goal, their only interest, to benefit others. And for the bodhisattva superiors, their desire and attachment does not harm them.In fact, they are able to utilize their desire and attachment as an aid to benefit sentient beings.
Oh, dinner, Chesang, the Nang Zoya, the Nang. Mijo Chu said in the Ting to Penata, Timmy, the Nakam, Penata, Luki Sum, Nagi Shi, that of the Lumagi Dun, the present, the Mijo Chukangal, Nayaka.
According to the Hinayana,the 10 non-virtues, and the 10 non-virtues, I mean, the three of the body, four of the speech. Anyway, in the Hinayana, there are no exceptions, you know, when it comes to abandoning the 10 non-virtues. In fact, the focus is on abandoning the 10 non-virtues, right? There's no permission whatsoever to engage in the non-virtue of body and speech, right? But in the Mahayana teachings, the Buddha did give permission, did make certain exceptions, yeah, with regards to the three non-virtues of body and the four non-virtues of speech. Basically, there are times and there are situations in which the three non-virtues of body and four of the speech can be done. So it is clear in the teachings, in the Mahayana teachings, that there are exceptions. There are situations in which permission is given to those individuals who are capable to certain individuals for, you know, engaging in some of the non-virtues of body and speech. But I think in the Mahayana Sutra teachings, I think, in this context, right, there's no exception given for the three non-virtues of mind. I think, I don't remember where exactly I got the information from, which particular text, but I seem to remember that this was mentioned in the text. So for as long as there is self-cherishing attitude, as long as one still possess the self-cherishing attitude, there are no exceptions made, you know, to engage in the non-virtues of body and speech. And no exceptions are made because as long as they're self-cherishing, you know, how could those actions be beneficial? It will even harm oneself, isn't it? Those actions will harm oneself. Forget about benefiting others. But in the case of someone who has abandoned self-cherishing attitude completely and whose focus is only on benefiting others, there is, you know, an allowance, you know, or exception made, you know, to engage in some of these physical, bodily and verbal non-virtues, if there's benefit. Yeah. So it seems like the exception or the permission is granted on the basis of whether one has a self-cherishing attitude or not. There is an account of in the teachings, right, of how Buddha in one of his past lives killed a person on board of a ship, and that time the Buddha in one of his past lives saw that there was this person who was going to kill everyone on board. There were about 500 people on board. So the Buddha to be decided to kill that person before he could commit murder, motivated out of great compassion for that person. The Buddha to be saw that if that person was to commit murder, he would be born in the lower realms and would have to suffer for a very long time. So the Buddha to be, motivated out of great compassion, decided to kill that person. And he thought to himself that if he had to bear the negative results of killing that person, so be it. He sacrificed himself. But of course, he had no self-cherishing attitude, right? So he did it completely motivated out of concern for others. And then he did kill that person. But that act, it is said in the teachings, that act, in fact, helped and speeded up his accumulation of merit. And he was liberated from samsara even more quickly than if he hadn't killed that person. So the point to understand is that if the person, whoever the person may be, if the person does not have any self-cherishing attitude at all, completely abandon it, and is only focused on working for the benefit of others, then there are exceptions. You know, these special people have permission to commit some of the physical and verbal non-virtues, yeah, in order to benefit others. But for people who have not abandoned their self-cherishing attitude, for people who have self-cherishing, there's no exception whatsoever. You must understand this. There's no permission whatsoever. So as the last line of verse 6 says, willingly embracing the afflictions, the hero shall conquer the poison. Yeah. So these bodhisattva superiors, you know, are able to utilize, you know, objects of enjoyment, yeah, because it doesn't harm them. In fact, by utilizing objects of enjoyment, the bodhisattva superiors are able to finish accumulating merit, and they're also able to use those objects of enjoyment, the experience of, you know, partaking those objects of enjoyment as an aid to benefit sentient beings. Yeah. They don't get harmed. So they are able to utilize the objects of enjoyment because they never ever come under the control of desire. They will never be influenced by desire because they are always aware of the faults of desire and attachment. And because they see the faults of desire and attachment, yeah, so they will never come under the influence of their attachment and desire. And as such, they are able then to use objects of enjoyment to benefit others and to finish the accumulation of their of merit. It's like winter now.
What?
Freezing, right? What are you? You know that. She's too hot, I think. Next, the ego clinging of the helpless wanderer in cyclic existence is the messenger of the devil. Distance itself from the sever of selfishness and hedonism, and willingly embrace hardship for the sake of others. So the ego clinging or the helpless wandering in cyclic existence, the thing that is causing one to circle in cyclic existence in this context here is the self-cherishing attitude. In general, the apprehension of a self is the root of circling in samsara. And even the hearers and the solitary realizers would have to abandon the apprehension of a self. But here in this context, the ego clinging here refers to, here in this context, yeah, it refers to the self, self-cherishing.
Doctor Zimbabwe, Ponya, the Sutton, Ponya, the Kalasan, Dangzin, and Pasha, or to Susan, Ponya, the Kalasan, Dangzin, and Shasha. And it's important to do, said he, Dangzin, and Shasha, what did they done?
So the ego clinging of the helpless wanderer in cyclic existence is the messenger of the devil. The devil here is explained in the commentary to be the self-cherishing. And the messenger here is the self-grasping or the apprehension of the self. So here, we should distance ourselves from the self-cherishing and self-grasping, which makes us look for happiness in samsara. And the point is to not come under the control of these two attitudes, the self-cherishing and the self-grasping. So the verse is saying to distance ourselves from self-cherishing and self-grasping, and then to work for the welfare of others, and in particular to willingly, to voluntarily take on, to embrace the hardship that comes in the process of working for others. An essential point to understand, to realize is what are the disadvantages of following our self-cherishing attitude. What do we stand to lose if we follow the self-cherishing attitude? So it is said in the mind training teachings that the self-cherishing attitude is the source of all the problems, as for example the 7-point mind training starts with the statement by saying put all the blame onto one. So the one is basically the self-cherishing attitude. The teachings tell us that if we were to think, analyze carefully, we will see that it is our self-cherishing attitude that's behind all the suffering that we have experienced since beginningless time up to the present moment. We regard cherishing others as the enemy, as something not beneficial, as the enemy, and we regard selfishness, self cherishing, as like a loved one.
어 도신데 돈다인 먼저 고다다 도시 다 돈다인 디지 강 중사기 시 심지어 수도 가나 아니 자루 대시 아니 가두이 나가라기다 고투만에 번 넘어지 해시 나 랑 진진 수도 아니 랑기 된기 다인 말라 아니 지 랑기 있다 년도 무슨지 아니 디 가시 지도 체제 디 향원도 소위 경기 아 동안 나서 영화를 했어 어떻게 생각해?
The teachings tell us that we have, since beginningless lifetime, we have been regarding sentient beings who are in fact actually the source of happiness. We've been regarding them as the enemy, and we have been regarding our self-cherishing attitude, which is actually the real enemy, to be the most important thing. To love our loved one, regarding yeah, our self-cherishing attitude as our loved one is the precious one.
What is it? That when that rose in the sun, that that when the sun rose, it was set it. That is the sun is hot. That is the moon is dark. That is the sun is dark. That is the sun is hot. That is the sun is dark. That is the sun is hot. That is the sun is dark. That is the sun is hot. That is the sun is dark. That is the sun is hot. That is the맞게 봐요. 가르쳐서는 조조 랑진진 세리 다 들어 툭대바디 세브로 어때요?
If we think about it in the context of this life, for example, it's quite clear that our unhappiness, our problems come from indeed our self cherishing attitude. Yeah? Let's say somebody criticizes us, says something unpleasant, something nasty about us, and of course we don't like it, isn't it? We suffer when we hear it, we become very disturbed, we don't like it, yeah? But why do we get disturbed in the first place, yeah? When we hear such remarks or criticism, we get disturbed because of our self-cherishing. It's clear,
yeah? So meta memory no by me. At the Ganashin, Anishita, Ludan, Sama, Nazadam, the human, that there's what but the Tosaji, the Lanzin Chakras.
Or whether it is some sickness, some pain, or even spirit harm, you know. We analyze, we think about it, the root cause of all these undesirable experiences is our own selfishness, our own self-cherishing.
What is it? That Taganashi, Tagazota, Nambache, Anit, Tobashu, Yamdu Tobata, Yenegit Tobata, Chances with Tobamambu, Shushi Tobang, Shubanashi, Sosu, Papa Chimatu, Anit, Shulam to do me. 다 대단 가와를 제일 조조다 선도도 상반은 조다 랑 진진 어 되게 긴기 다 넘버 타와시 좀 돼야 세미 말이야.
And it is very clear that even as a Buddhist, you know, whatever vows or commitments we take on, you know, whether it's a vow of a lay person or the Bodhisattva vow, what have you, yeah. The reason why we are unable to keep them properly, and the reason why our actions don't become dharma is all again due to our self-cherishing.
What does it mean? Just that today, that said the wrong something, that today, then in labor, that today, ma, any thing, chime some, chime do a lot, some do a lot, chime you so do, don't do, and then you so do, so do, man, that's one, young guy, that guy, do man, that's one, young guy, that some do, don't do. 랑 진진세 디킹이 아니 레몬 사세 다 돈다 독사 랑 진진아 두대시 다 세비 바래
that's so self cherishing leads to all the problems in this life, and even if we think beyond this life, no, the reason why we go to the lower realms or even if we don't go to lower realms, the reason why we are in samsara, and as long as we are in samsara, we have to experience all the different problems and difficulties. All of it, if you analyze the thing again, all of it originates from our own selfishness.
What did the doctor say? That day, the Tangazota, Tangazo, Mitella, that do sometime, Mitella, you know, no one pushing to her. That is, do sometime, so to the days. Tangazo pen, pencil, chuba, 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 chuba,
on all the problems we experience as human beings, disharmony between people, fighting, quarrels, disagreements, all of those are again, if you think about it, it all comes back again to selfishness.
Rang dewar dewe, ane dite tu tak, rang dewe cido tak, tapi tak mana tangsi cium tu, tak rang pusing coba, rang tam sang, dite ke ane cipta nyata cium, dite dewe, ane cipta, jojo tungsa dite, tak dite yang kita, siapa tak tungsung cie, kisu cie, tak dite si tu dite tua, tak dite tak majal cie, loh ane desen cie, mampu istilah tu dite tua, tak dite rang sendiri tu dite, dite cing kita macam
And it's also very clear that because of our selfishness, a self-cherishing attitude, our self-cherishing attitude makes us regard ourselves as more important than others. In fact, the most important one, right, amongst all the people. Right? And because of that, right, we work so hard, for the most important person on earth, isn't it? Which is ourselves. With that attitude, then people strive in making money, for the most important person. I want this, I want that, and I want to be famous, I want to have a good reputation. And in order to achieve this, then we do everything, we cheat, we compete with others in a negative way, then we disregard people, then we look down on people. All of this comes back. The thing that's responsible for all of this is our selfishness, self-cherishing attitude.
Oh, today we do that. That shingi long jaw down. That shingi pushing so hard. Today is doing that. Ani shingi ha thado ni maso ba chesi. Ani shingi miso mi lo ge. Today jaw jaw da. Rang zhen zhen la tu de. Oh, today tu ge da. Ani shingi shingi da. Ben da. Rang zhen zhen shuqing bu ye du kan. Shingi da zhi ni ba chung yong. La ba ye na su zhen da. Miso ba chesi. Xia da mei ba ba ge shi yong da. Ba shen chuk chi de shi.
When sometimes we can be jealous of others who are more materially well off than us. They have more money, the more good things of life, and then we are envy. We are very jealous, right? Why? Because of self-cherishing again, isn't it? And if our self-cherishing is very strong, all it takes is for somebody just to point out a small little fault in us, just to say something unpleasant, but something quite insignificant, but something unpleasant nevertheless. But because if our self-cherishing is very strong, then all it takes is just that, and then for us to get very upset. Right? Again, because this is due to self-cherishing.
But 中部南面金藏肯定是印度台湾的，他说说这个是扎西木修上当的，他真是修行不懂了。面出个男的都讲，俺们是，我那是他他们在扎浪巴西，他不得听，俺们没劲嘛，没得管。刚刚嘛，接待是我做，俺的师傅是最熟的。
Yeah, it's very obvious, it's evident, it's very clear, right, from our own experience that the stronger our ego and our selfishness, then the more difficult it is for us to get along with people. Yeah? So, you know, if we have very strong ego and selfishness, it's very difficult to get along with people. It doesn't matter what organization, what society, what community,or whether it is, you know, you're talking about friends or relatives or family, you know, because, you know, that person holds himself or herself as very important, the most important one, then, you know, all it takes is something very, something quite insignificant, something small, but, you know, nevertheless unpleasant, but, you know, you don't like it, you know, because the eye is so strong, then, you know, then everybody appears as enemy, everybody, you find fault,then if everybody you find difficult to live with anybody. That's quite clear.
Oh, today's on, did it? That他喇嘛党罗马生来的，他没这么下来的做，让政治上做点事，是吧？今天四个人过来。
Yeah, it's very clear. Yeah, that all the disharmony in relationships between parents and children, between partners, or between friends, or between people in a community, or even between teacher, guru, and disciple. Yeah, all the problems ultimately come from selfishness, self-cherishing. That all the unhappiness that comes, you know, because of these difficulties in relationships between these various groups of or types of or in these various types of relationships. Yeah, all of it comes from self-cherishing.
Oh, 学长，等到他刚才没他他送点子那多啊，他现在忙干什么？안에랑라잘못통하지단단히다랑기자디랑진진이만아니디데시아니시다마통하대세도아니기회신간대시나랑라패도카고레스또가다메숨바티고제다랑라잘통하고그래세도단단히랑기다랑진진이만이모시지틸잘통하시고그래스디통도바이마아니원해시보기랑기섬바주와주와시어티데레디마통나아니기회신간대시태바이나
So the Kadamba masters, India, in the sayings of the Kadamba master, it is mentioned that until we see ourselves as the enemy, what it means is until we see our own self-cherishing as the enemy, until then, no matter who you have as your guru, no matter who you take as your guru, you can be the, you know, conventionally all these very good teachers andIt doesn't matter. They will not be able to benefit us. Yeah. So the point is to recognize, you know, our self-cherishing as the enemy. So if we can recognize our self-cherishing as the enemy, then our mind, then the possibility for positive change then exists. Yeah.
어떻게돼찾았다어다뒤에내가대신부터어떤다들레레탐지찍었다세대도나있다보기만족이아니지누구섬땅바에나세대다되게세대믿어봐만보시고치매안에뒤냐와기다툭툭툭한세대만보시고고여동안만보시고섬도있다바에나보기다랑진진되게참아렸어어다뒤 아니 지금 저 선배 양내 안 좋단 거야. 랑 진진 제도면 됐습니다. 쉬운데 시합을 하시. 랑 진진 제도면 됐습니다. 선배 양내 안 좋단 거야. 계시고 이봐요.
Well, the seven-point mind training says, yeah, put all the blame onto one. So we should put the blame, you know, all onto our self-cherishing attitude. For the teachings tell us that the self-cherishing attitude, our self-cherishing, our selfishness, is responsible for all the problems we have in this life, and it is that which sends us into the hell realms, hungry ghosts and animals. Is that which causes us problems in all our future lives. Yeah. So this is what the teachings say. But we have to see for ourselves whether that is true or not. We have to think about it, right? Analyze. And so this is it's really very important step, yeah, to think for ourselves.
Ti tokshio tu yuku yore, tanda nyingbo karse na, ta kue tu tsedi la ina ya, an dunga nyunga yunga, digi che yunga si. Wa kya wa chima la ina ya, dunga chunga yunga, digi che yunga si. Ta ti li tokshio yuku yore, shen jebe zima se di ta, chunga ina.
So if our self-cherishing attitude has all these faults, all these disadvantages, then cherishing others must result in the opposite, right? Even in this life, if we have a thought of benefiting others, cherishing others, then we would have less problems, more happiness. Likewise, that must be the case as well for our future lives, yeah? In our future lives, we will have less problems, more happiness.
What did I just say? That Chima and Chiman did the ten song say there that Tatuna, Zozo did Shin Jebel Simula ten, that Chima, Anishin, Lamy, ten song say, Tome, Dana Shin, Anishin, Tilita, Shuji Chaba, and Tilly, that Tapita was said, Tamjikin, Kobang said it, that in the Yunsa Tamjit did Shin Jebel Simula.
So a good rebirth in the future as a human or a celestial being will come from cherishing others. Likewise, the happiness of liberation and full enlightenment comes from cherishing others. It is mentioned in the mind training teachings and also in the stages of the path to enlightenment, yeah? That we have to consider from all angles the faults and the disadvantages of self-cherishing, and we have to consider from all angles the profit and the advantages, the gain there is from cherishing others. So these two reflections are critical, are essential. We must think deeply. For only after we do, it's only on the basis of seeing the faults of self-cherishing and the benefits of cherishing others that talking about the practice of Tonglen, the practice of taking on the suffering of others and giving our happiness to others makes sense. For the rest of this text, basically it's talking about the practice of that, taking on the suffering of others and giving your happiness to others. But this will not make any sense at all if we have not sorted out for ourselves all the problems and we don't feel, basically, we don't agree that self-cherishing is harmful, and we don't really see, you know, and feel that cherishing others is really so important. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
我对这场合作大陆上这些人来提的话，他深圳是的休息的，说了话特别高的，那你就当你深圳的心目中这种角度上的这么小事的，深圳是的休息的，刚扎起我也没说什么，一心都不能让我也把这些人那么说的话，对吧？
So if you remember the very first verse of what you call the 8 verses of thought transformation, yeah?The first verse talks about how sentient beings are more precious than wish-fulfilling jewels. Yeah? Right? And by seeing that, you know, then may we always hold them as superior, as supreme, isn't it?
Well, today, isn't it? That the children, you know, when I was just a child, you sang this song, you didn't say that. And it's like that, I'm not sure about it, you don't say that. And then I was just a lama say that, I was just a child, I was just a child.아니시다뭐는대기가래그리고대낭신아니시다는심지어도가그다음심지어수도가는아니주어지게된송도와사래아니랑글라마래주어래쓰니다집어도시래수고치송도와
You know, Lama Atisha said that, you know, we all regard the objects of refuge as being very important, very precious.You know, we think of the Buddhas as, wow, you know, so precious. And also we think of our deities, you know, the meditational deities as, wow, you know, so precious. Lama Atisha said that sentient beings, in fact, may be more precious. Yeah? But anyway, at least sentient beings are definitely equally precious, yeah? Because our deities, our meditational deities and the Buddhas that we take refuge in, they all came from sentient beings. Yeah?
어때다돈다니다먼저갈세는조조다잠도제이네래이담도소화되어있네래아니라마라소화되어있네래다조조초금을줍해산지고방줍해있지도다땡이규제틀어와다타도는이모틀어와다틴대기아니두젠틴이아니또는심지나소속이참바다자와깨바인심지기태낭신때뚜베시아니지금랑기다초고고도산지고방세로대투에는충분했어어디서그만
Yeah, the teachings tell us that point to us that we take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha and we make requests to the meditational deities, we rely on the gurus, all for what? Essentially, it's all to achieve, so-called achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, to achieve enlightenment, right? So the teachings tell us that if we can cherish others and take care of them, cherish others, then the attainment of enlightenment will be granted, yeah, to us, yeah.
我今天是不送出家长的，不，今天是到那人什么单位那天呢？家长不给，可能是呢。深圳社的休息扎起不社区加上新加坡镇巴社的啥新社的深圳社嘛新深圳加坡镇巴的中巴嘛那你让你对待他们这种对待去彻底对待住前面对待住的那你哪怕他们哪怕他们这让心都出来我挺舒服的
So the teachings they say that if we cherish othersWe would accomplish all the aims of this life and all the aims of the future lives. So every single thing can be achieved. The teachings also state that if we generate love and compassion for sentient beings, the merit of generating those attitudes surpasses the merit that we get from making normal offerings, you know, those usual offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In fact, generating love and compassion for sentient beings is said to be a supreme offering.
What did it say that that the world is going to change? That the day you see some change, some change, but some law setting when it's in the kitchen. Take it when it's in the kitchen, take it when it's in the kitchen. And it's
So the essence is this. You have to think, you know, deeply over and over again until we really believe, you know, we ascertain and we really believe that our self-cherishing is really indeed the source of all our problems. Likewise, we also have to think very deeply and over again until we really, you know, utterly convinced that the mind that cherishes others is the main cause of success, main cause of all the success and all the happiness.
And then
the next verse, may the suffering of all beings who like myself are driven by their karma and their habituation to their afflictions be heaped upon me, the hedonist.
So
we sentient beings are circled in cyclic existence, mainly because of our self-cherishing. Because of the self-cherishing, yeah, then we accumulate karma. So that's one thing. We circle in cyclic existence due to our karma, and also due to our habituation, you know, familiarity with our afflictions.
So
the verse says that may the suffering of all beings who are like myself, you know, may all of those suffering, you know, we take on all of that suffering and we throw it, you know, onto our self-cherishing and to make it powerless. The point is to destroy our self-cherishing.
So
here one takes on the suffering of all beings, no? And we take the suffering and direct it and we throw it onto our self-cherishing. But we have to understand, you know, the discussion we had in the previous lesson. There is a difference between ourselves, the person, and our afflictions, right? So there is a distinction between us and our self-cherishing. So the target here is our self-cherishing. We're not destroying ourselves. We are destroying our self-cherishing. What we're aiming here to do is not to destroy ourselves. It's destroy our self-cherishing, isn't it? That's the first thing to understand. But in order to destroy our self-cherishing, in order to, you know, even entertain the thought of taking on, you know, all these problems and then throwing it at our self-cherishing, we first must be so convinced, you know, that our self-cherishing is a problem. You know? Yeah. So when we have these two understandings, then, as the verse says, you know, may the suffering of all beings, you know, be heaped upon me. But mainly what it means is to may it be thrown and directed at my self-cherishing.
Oh, 就是叫上他天然去各种辛苦的，他我等，我等，我舍得，我以真心舍得，看看吃亏的几千块钱，我再嫉妒输去，他那是，我舍得，可对那人个，我人都把钱借完了，做主的门前的人都把钱，我人都把钱完了，天然个，那天然个的嘛，现在嫉妒输了，你，你刚才天气的嘞，
所以。This is a, we must understand, yeah, the distinction between me and my faults, my afflictions, my self-cherishing. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we think, you know, we hold on and we regard these two as inseparable as one. Yeah. But that's not the case, isn't it? I mean, we're not out here to destroy ourselves, isn't it? Just not that, yeah. We're not destroying ourselves, we are destroying our self-cherishing. Yeah. So if we think that, you know, otherwise, you know, if we hold, if we think that we are inseparable from our afflictions, you know, then, you know, that our self-cherishing and me is the one, is the same thing. You know, then we're going to meet with a lot of problems.
Oh, this is when I just read this. I mean, simply saying, we saw, just a little bit, say that, go ahead and check it out. So sorry, buddy.
And since you guys have studied the Tathagata essence. The lineage, you know. You know that the nature of mind is clear light and your defilements are adventitious, yeah. So as such, you know, you should be able to make a difference, yeah, as in to see the distinction between you, yourself, and your
self-cherishing. Sim Sidic Chah, and in Yumon said the Kakachi was. The Sim Sidic Chah, the Tabanga said it, Tangazim, not you, Chura. Well, in that, then Yumon, the Tabanga said it, you will, but I get it. That Nas and Tassel sheep put it down, she tattooed each other. That Tilipogi. Sim Sidic Chah, Tianta, Patando pass on his tumbling, Sim Rushing, Tomba said, Tanga, Sim Tassel sheep, but Senna, Sim Rushing, Tomba de la Tooth.
So, since the nature of the mind is clear light, yeah, since the afflictions have never ever resided in the nature of our minds, right? So as such, we are not our afflictions. Why, if you think about what the I is, yeah, what is in the I is imputed independence upon what? Essentially, if you think about it, right, it is the mind's factor of luminosity and awareness. We do not impute label or impute I independence on the afflictions, isn't it? I is that which is imputed, right? Independence upon, you could say, the mind's factor of luminosity and awareness. Yeah. And if we probe further, if we think deeper,In essence, yeah, the I is imputed independence upon the mind's emptiness of true existence. Not somebody else's mind, our mind. Our mind's emptiness of true existence.
Oh, Tukshini, that Tanda, Tanam Giti, Tanata, Sim Rashing, Tongba, Sedi, Tanda, Tanam Gita, Dunishi, Chaja Chimbo, Sim Minti, Nimdua, Tanda, Chaja Chimbo, Sim, Tanda, Tiri, Ta Yuki, Chaja Chimbo, Sim.那对了，别多那些玩意呢，身不上心，东北天了，他有些吃些青布丝，那他那西吃些青布丝那对了，是吧？他那就他这个就够多，他吃。 장자 친구들 지금 다들 갖고 나 힘들었다. 승라시 동박콜라 쓰기야. 나 돈 시험이 시작해 친구들.
You know the word Mahamudra or the Great Seal here. So if you talk about the Great Seal or Mahamudra from the sutra point of view, so from the sutra point of view, when you talk about the objective Great Seal, the objective Mahamudra, what it is none other than the mind's emptiness of true existence.
Okay. 다 자자 침부선다 쓰다 침부지고도 도다니 생각시 동방세 다라 또또 들었으기 어디 어디야
you know when people hear of the word Mahamudra, they get wow, they think that is something very wow, you know. But from the sutric point of view, Mahamudra as an object is the mind's emptiness of true existence.
어디래? 다 시 자제 침보스나 들었다. 아, 되게. 아니 남지 자제 침보스나는 디데스므라 시 동보 도블로디라. 남지 자제 침보스 이제 봐요.
So this objective Mahamudra, the great seal, as an object, the mind's emptiness of true existence is also the basal Mahamudra, or the Mahamudra of the basis. The Mahamudra of the path would be the mind that realizes the mind's emptiness of true existence. That will be the path Mahamudra.
어두세. 다 된대게 아니시. 다 주 자제 첨보스 나니 되래. 다 보기다. 다 주이고 다 또다 되래. 보기다. 되게 커서. 변화 진이 맞지미. 변화 치다 맞지. 진이 맞래. 다 그래서 그거 제대로 좀 좋아. 치다 맞지 마. 치다 맞지 마. 다 두고 이 시대에 다. 뒤우추, 뒤우 차지 첨부스나가 되게 고추로
왔대. And the resultant Mahamudra would be this, the resultant wisdom, the Dharmakaya, and specifically the resultant wisdom that realizes the mind's emptiness of true existence, the final one. Yeah.
아래 티레, 아 독신이다, 동당이 티레, 보기다. 맞다. 길라마 샤오나 시네 베 라신 남다 샤기와 어디에다 되고 자제 전부 수샤쇼로 대안에 지 내게 선제법에 주면 지니마 무슨도 비시 주기 구세야 된다 되고 아니 지다 자제 전부 샤쇼에 어디
주부 저 동보디 인사
라신 남다 샤기 오니고 나티고 유기산 신나다 라신 남다 샤기 오니고 대 샤쇼로 다 유진 신나다 되게 지다고 무슨 뜻이 다 주고 있는데.
So, Ranjinamdagi 모두 기회
라신 제주 모니고 유기 천도는 유기다 보기
유기가서
자제시 못할 게
있어요. Yeah, so if we talk about the resultant Mahamudra, right? The resultant Mahamudra, yeah. So, the resultant objective Mahamudra would be the natural purity that is the nature body which is a natural purity. Or the natural purity that is a nature body. And that's the resultant objective Mahamudra. Yeah? Then, if you look at Mahamudra from a subjective point of view, from the perspective of the mind realizing it, that would be the wisdom truth body then.
What that is a sort of optimal that that person that they walk a city called there on the two or shook a say to one lung it take a dollar chins that on the second that shook the la called there on the two or shook a say dollar lung it take a dollar chins.
The verse 9, when I become enmeshed in selfishness, I will offer my own happiness to living beings so as to counteract it.
어떻게 돼? 지난다. 나 자주 삼바스도 다 랑드이식 삼바게 비지 미스바레. 너 랑드이식 삼바게 그 가지게 바이나야. 게 온도 땅을 가지게 바이나. 됐다. 텔라 랑투지 섬시 개변은 가투이는 고토만의 고라다 메바시시 니미스 다시 또 메바시시 아니지 디데시베 토네 랑라 아니지 디기 칸데 주마이나 디기 나 렉소 푸스소 칸데 주마이나 아니 시엔도와 섬제시나 아니 바 동해 지마르치에 어디서 그려
It's quite impossible for bodhisattvas to be selfish, yeah? To have self-cherishing. Yeah? But having said that, even let's say if we just assume that, or we allow for that possibility, right, you know? So if that happens, then what do bodhisattvas do? Anyway, the bodhisattvas always think about the force of self-cherishing, right? The selfishness, that they understand it fully. Yeah? So if it does happen, if you're just looking at it as a theoretical, you know, kind of just, you know, if it does happen, then what should one think, what should one do? So one should offer that happiness, you know, offer one's happiness to others, yeah, in order to counteract that selfishness.
Ani rakti tu lenshi, tanda yin rang zinzi nukwa chungru tanya. Ani rangi digi kusun zubwa kande chungwa yin naya. Ani duwa zinzi shana jihen wadi sungu yore.
Basically, the practice of Tonglen is being described. Practice of where the bodhisattvas, they take on all the suffering, all the problems of all sentient beings onto themselves, you know, to weaken and destroy their own self-cherishing attitude. And they always dedicate their happiness. You know. In fact, they give their happiness and dedicate it to others. And in the same way, should a companion be ungrateful to me, I will be content in knowing that this is in retribution for my own inconstancy. The situation mentioned in verse 9 is similar to the one in the 8 verses of thought transformation. Yeah? So when somebody whom we have benefited then returns causes harm, you know, then the teachings tell us that we should feel happy because this is the result of my own doing. This is the result of my own self-cherishing. So because of that, this is now coming back to me. So and with the recognition, you know, then one should feel happy. You know, and takes joy and be satisfied. You know, and derive some kind of satisfaction from that, you know, from experiencing what is described here, like, you know, somebody harming us in return for the good, you know, or the benefit that we have extended to them.
Oh,
I mean, usually, we feel good, yeah, when we see our enemies are suffering. So when something bad happens to the people that we don't like, our enemy, we feel shook. Wow, you know, we achieve something. You know, there's some satisfaction, right? So here, it's similar, but the difference is that the thing that's receiving the harm is the self-cherishing attitude, our own self-cherishing attitude. And if we have already acknowledged and ascertained that our self-cherishing attitude is indeed the root, the source of all our problems, so when we see our self-cherishing attitude being harmed, we will be satisfied, we will be happy, isn't it?
Oh, that to nanyang puti da, that zinzin ki xiangwa tu songpa yisang, nyoba di xiongwa rinz, di nyaga di xiongwa, jayda, da tinday nyaga xie xie, ane qi su da, zinzin ki xiangwa tu ma duay, ane jing da, sablo da yin pa da, do rin, xeke min, se tinday yin da, sablo kor guay, o tiri, da zinzin ki xiangwa tu songpa yisang, nyoba di xiongwa rinz, da qinzin nga, zinzin ki xiangwa tu tangga min, se tinday yin, sablo kor guay, o tiri.
So in this example, when somebody is ungrateful to us, despite us having done something beneficial or helped them, or some extended some help, yeah? So when that happens, then if we can ascertain and acknowledge that, well, that is a result of our own doing, due to our own self-cherishing, then that can you, we should use that as a reminder, you know, to ourselves, you know, that in the future I will not follow my self-cherishing, because I'm in this situation today because of my own doing, due to my own self-cherishing. So as such, I will not allow, I will not follow after self-cherishing from now.
Oh, just like that. So today, no matter how many, that 真正提醒我的双个双一嘛，我的那个的艰苦也来个的着。那，那天天那个做永远的，那这把就是真正的，向往的双我们双一把的辛苦也来个的。
Yeah, so we need to understand that the harms, the problems that we receive, is a result of our own self-cherishing. When my body falls prey to terrible sickness, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for injuring the bodies of living beings. From now on, I shall take all sickness upon myself. So when our body falls prey to terrible sickness, when we, you know, when we experience some physical pain or some kind of physical, some sickness, we have to remind, we have to tell ourselves that this is a result of having harmed others physically, having harmed others physically, having put others in prison, in captivity, and so forth. So this, yeah, we tell ourselves that this is the result, the ripening result of my own negative karma. So here in the practice of taking and giving, so when something like that happens to us, we get very sick physically. Then we make requests to the Buddhas and to the meditational deity for them to grant their blessings for us to be able to take on the similar sufferings of others, the sickness of others, all their problems in fact, and take on all of their problems, and we experience it ourselves, and we take on that suffering and throw it and give it to add it onto the and to direct it at the suffering that we are already experiencing. You must not forget the point behind such a visualization. As we have seen earlier, all of our problems, including sickness, is the result of our own self-cherishing attitude. First, we have to acknowledge and accept that, we have to see that, isn't it? So once we see that, then here in the practice of taking and giving here, which is an exercise to develop courage to destroy our self-cherishing, isn't it? So that's why we make requests to the Buddhas, to the deities, to grant their blessings, and then to take on all the suffering and the problems of others, and then we take it on, we experience it ourselves. Well, the whole point is to destroy our self-cherishing, isn't it?
我提了，我做你不提嘛的，做做他搞的他，干嘛他？ 当时你们这一股的老乡，他们就中国有啥，到底搞什么了？对面那里，他们就中国抗拒我的，让你来个，你怕的是，来个从这让了宽一些，他们来年把让你上班上，那么你们就用啊的，我这里他来这个，他们就上街，都是两个，什么都不行，他来这个，他们就开始都得罪我了。
So in the context of the practice of Tonglen, taking and giving, here we visualize dedicating all our happiness and our virtues and all the positive things to others as we breathe out, thinking that all of these are given in the form of white light, right? They leave us and then we dedicate to sentient beings. And as we breathe in all of their suffering and their problems and the causes of their problems and so forth in the form of black smoke, isn't it? We breathe in and then we direct that at our self-cherishing attitude, right? So that's the practice of Tonglen. And of course, this is related to the practice of exchanging self and others. Yeah. But if that is not possible, what we can think is whatever problem I'm experiencing, my sickness, my problems, that is a result of my negative karma. So it's the wheel of the sharp weapons of my negative karma returning to haunt me. Yeah. So by accepting that this is the result of my own negative karma, then at least we can stay, try to stay pretty much undisturbed, isn't it? Not to be so affected by the problem.
Yeah. Oh,
但搞不来就军政忙不行，但你我，出点也不去个，俺那就去买忙碌死的，那个，那这里开心了不得死。我今天我就去玩忙碌，俺那上路那个开心的，俺那里开心，那上俺那里是军政忙不去个多，是吧？There are many people. There are many people who say, when they get sick, and many people who say, why is it me? Why do I get sick? And I'm so careful with my health now. I take so good care of my health. You know, I do this and I do that. But then how come now? I still get sick. That's the answer.
我读起来，听得起。但我那几不给，他浪费，他不给连带的。那么小事，我那他顶上了。就是听得起，我那些叔叔他不给他连带了一些的，他把是也不需要买呢。俺那些哥，那咱家里就买，那他们连带，那么人没丢你说的。俺叔叔了不给他，不给，地下班地下班生，下来捐助过多。那么叔叔他说，那么人没丢的是。天天什么事？那么容易都打雷牛去？那你点头呢？你就打电话打不起？天天给公婆写着吗？你什么的？现在没得话，你哪怕差一点，现在没得，叫我写不用了嘛？天天是公婆写着呢，你写嘛都能叫我的，哪怕一哪怕一叫我写用嘛？
So if we, you know, if one, you know, if you have some faith of conviction in karma, so.When a problem like that happens, when we get sick, you know, then we can see that, oh, this is just a ripening effect of my own negative karma. Then the mind doesn't get disturbed, isn't it? Right. So that's the difference in being a Buddhist, a real Buddhist. I mean, if you have at least minimum, you have faith in karma, you know?So if you think, oh, this is my negative karma ripening, oh, with this, no, I'm purifying my negativities, no, one down, so to speak, one negativity down, so to speak, then at least we will not get so disturbed, you know? Can we at least remain quite cool about it. You know? But otherwise, you know, if we don't think of karma, if we don't have faith in karma, no, it doesn't matter whether we call ourselves a Buddhist or not, there's no difference, yeah? So even if we call ourselves a Buddhist, no, but if we don't think of karma, there's no difference, yeah? we still become disturbed and upset.
But in there, taco, nazai in there, dungai in there, rao chungsar wako, doctor member, go chungsar. And chuan in some, teaching to some of the tongue, you show me, don't you say it? You dare this several.所以说什么当初一些，但连带听的也什么当了，同我看中我的穷巴的的那样讲，什么当初一些呢？天上给他生了，明年也辛苦的话，俺天天都当的的什么那些人，同我穷的穷啥的，两个同我穷啊，天俺甚至心里同我看中我的，天苦吃不消，说让的都让些，甚至他们在同我的穷些，这个他们这都带不消，听这个俺心里都解脱了，听完俺现在没多少辛苦话，到底。
Whether it's a sickness or a particular suffering or a problem, once it happens, it's done. Nothing we can do about it, right? Nothing we can do about it. So, it doesn't matter what we think, the problem will not go away as it happened. But it is a huge difference in having a positive mindset, right? In that if we can think that this is...a result of the ripening result of my negative karma, then at least we will not get so disturbed, isn't it? Or we may not even be disturbed. Yeah? So at least we don't give ourselves more problems, yeah? So there's some peace. Yeah? And of course, on top of that, if we can do what this text is telling us to do, may I use this experience, to experience all the suffering of sentient beings.May this be the substitute for the suffering of sentient beings. Of course, if you really can think that, if you can feel it, lucky better, of course. There's much more happiness you can achieve.
What in the shop? What to say? That in the matter, you don't put out to the shop. Rang is some of the ones you may say, the machine is simply to buy me, the lessons are all a corny, turning to come out of the tongue to lungs.
I think verse 11, right? Yeah. When my mind falls prey to suffering, it is surely the weapon of my own evil deeds. Turn upon me for troubling the minds of others. From now on, I shall willingly take all suffering upon myself.
Oh, to see that here, that is the word of the day, and it's in Rang Sembla, and it's in Gaini Mongi, but did I, and it's in Shingita, Gaini Mongi, and not to me to Rala, and it's in that, and it's in.Semua ni tuan nak sosu, ani kebal cebai na, ani dekarik cebal, sena zau zau ta, 叫我们能从得那什么那些的，他心就准备往个穷人死，阿罗达，听了让你拉妈，让你爸妈能吵，听着那么，阿那些心就准备往个，阿那连那个做些让了苦人死，我都是买。
So when our mind falls prey to suffering, because somebody is disturbing us, or we just, you know.Feel just weird, you know, for no reason, just, you know, feel uncomfortable, mentally upset for no reason. We must think that this is the ripening result of having disturbed the minds of our gurus in the past, having disturbed the minds of our parents, having disturbed the minds of our friends, for example.
Shingi, any chickens, me do it to my condition. I am that on the lung is sent to the lung is sent to the lung. My or this word, but that on the limit me by chair or the part.
So, whatever it may be, so we use this experience, you know, to then to take on the suffering of others, and taking upon ourselves.
Experience that.
They are all designed for meditation, you know, on taking and giving. You know. So, you know, one makes requests. So, with each verse, you know, one makes requests to the Guru Deity to be able to take on the suffering of others and to dedicate our happiness to others. Yeah. And then, you know, think about the meaning of the verse. And then, with the visualization of taking and giving, and then we engage in the practice. Yeah.
어떤데서아니제랑이제꿈잡고서왔나아니참나고도세네차반내가손잡아놓고이스아니다니제꿈모두탕도랑세스
When I'm tormented by extreme hunger and thirst, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for swindling, stealing, and acting miserly. From now on, I shall willingly take.All hunger and thirst upon myself.
What does he mean? That is what the tradition of 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 the
When I'm powerless and suffer enslavement, It is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for despising my inferiors and enslaving them. From now I shall make slaves of my body and my life for the sake of others. When insulting remarks assault my ears, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for my verbal offenses of slander, of divisive speech, of slander, and so forth. From now on, I shall condemn my own verbal faults. It's straightforward, right? I mean, it's not difficult to understand, right?
저와서어떻게되셔지금막가야마다유도있자왔나마다나왔다고봐있습니다저는얼마나좋아요단이다나보시고봐서어떻게되셔다디어떻게되고어디되시는지못해봐
When I'm reborn into an impure land impure land not born into pure land when I'm born into an impure land
그래말이야가야마다유도있자왔나다비유도요마다유
If we read too quickly, it sounds like we're going to be born in pure land, right? When I'm reborn into an impure land, it is a weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for always cultivating impure vision. From now on, I shall cultivate only pure vision.
我这个他这怎么想啊？这个他怎么落去？他同等人，他这个可靠不起嘛的。我同等人，他摸了学的的，他让真正学的呢，那你懂吗？他们这个中国人吧，让你专业吧。我这个他先真正说个啦，你管你学不呢？这个他们这种说的，你嘛那那些夸张怪，什么当怪，他解释说的。对穷白那他什么真正他可靠不起嘛。
The verses themselves are not difficult to understand, right? I mean, the meaning. But the most important thing is to think over and over again about the faults of self-cherishing and how our self-cherishing is the root, the source of all the problems. We have to develop, we have to accept that, you know, from the heart to see that that is so. Likewise, we have to think of,from all angles, the gain, the profit, the benefit of cherishing others, and to really see how that is so. Yeah. So that is the most important thing. That's the most important thing.
That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing.我到底我的那天两个的现况今天两个现实嗯让你起诉天都来了就来你就会天都来了就会几个年生的他们家钱那结果是不提了
Then you know, all the verses you know that all the verses here I mean, it always talks about specific suffering and the causes for those suffering rightspecific causes. Of course, it's all negative karma, but a specific negative karma, right? So, we see what those causes are, we accept them for what it is, and if we do not want to experience that in the future, then we just have to tell ourselves and make a promise to ourselves to not do that, not to do those actions again in the future. So that's essentially what
all these verses are all about.
Yeah, so the verses are not difficult to understand. So, and since we don't have much time anyway, we'll just read, go through the text quickly.
Okay.
So, yeah, just do your own reading, and if you have any questions from your readings, you can bring it up in class.
Hello.
Ken Rinpoche. Last week you mentioned about Bodhisattva superiors. Some of the great beings, they utilize attachment.And take rebirth as universal monarch, and then some of them have fathered many children to benefit sentient beings. How do having many children benefit sentient beings? I was thinking if some of the children are turned out to be bad children, then it will be do more harm to the to sentient beings, right?
This is very expensive also. Yeah.
If you can produce 1,000 children, maybe 10 will be fantastic.
Do you remember the names of all of them? Give 1,000 Do you know the story of Asanga and Vasubandhu? They are brothers, yeah, you know how they were born, right? Their mother was a nun. Well, of course, she didn't give up to them as a nun, of course. she gave back her vows and then gave. Asanga and Vasubandhu, yeah, they are brothers. Yeah. Well, if there are thousands of sanghas, the world will be a better place, right?
Thank you, man. 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 Thank you,
You know, children, you know, they don't turn out well, no? Because in the first place, their parents made them because of self-cherishing. So, I guess those people who make children. I have children. people who don't have self-cherishing. People who don't have self-cherishing, bodhisattvas are basically. I guess maybe it's a different case for them. Maybe it's a confirmed job sign. Kind of. Nothing bad will happen.
That's also a
Such great beings, bodhisattvas, they have very big mind benefiting sentient beings here. Yeah. And also they can make very powerful prayers. Yeah. So, you know, in a way the conditions for them to produce children there would be beneficial. Right? They probably have some control over the conditions. They can make that kind of make that happen, you know. So it's
okay. You can think about. What Tibetans say, Bhūsavai. Tibetan Bhūsavai. When you translate directly, make the baby. You know? So I think the English, they don't say that, yeah? Make a baby. You say? Huh? Make a baby like.
Yeah.
I don't think so. English, they say.
Huh? Yeah.
Huh? Make baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that refers more to the process than to the result. The English, but it's quite crude.
Okay.
But it's more fun.
Translating.
So finish the research first. Okay? So she